For more than half a century, One Omaha organization has been breaking down barriers to classical music. Voices of Omaha offers to the community a free holiday tradition. Every holiday season, hundreds gather at the Holland Performing Arts Center for a performance of Handel's Messiah. Justin Payne, Artistic Director of Voices of Omaha, explains the organization's funding vision.
As you all know, classical music has not always been accessible. What the Voices of Omaha has done is they have taken all of the limitations off of it and has offered this Handel's Messiah as a free gift to the Omaha community for the holiday season, so that anybody who has never been to a symphony, who has never heard an orchestra live, who's never heard soloists live, can actually come and enjoy.
The organization's longevity is remarkable, and so it's the dedication of its members. Amongst the choir stands Sharon Strobe, one of the original founding members, is still singing after 5 decades. It's this kind of commitment that has sustained the tradition through changing times.
It's just by the grace of God that I am able to sing yet. The message is new every time I do it.
For Payne himself, the growth of Omaha arts scene represents something deeply personal. A born and raised Omahan who earned his bachelor's degree from UNO before pursuing a master's at Michigan State, Payne returned home to teach and build a life. He joined Voices of Omaha as a tenor soloist in 2017 and became artistic director in 2023.
As a Black man, when I first got into college, I didn't know that you could major in music. That wasn't a thing that I knew coming from my context. I knew I loved music. I was a gospel musician at church as a young man. That was what fed my musical being then, but I had no idea that there was a world out there that included this.
Payne now serves as an instructor of voice at UNO's School of Music, placing his own students into the growing arts environment he once discovered. He emphasizes that Messiah isn't just for classical music aficionados. Audiences are often surprised by what they already know.
There are going to be moments throughout the performance that they're going to hear so many familiar songs and pieces that they may have heard on like a movie or a commercial, like when the orchestra starts playing ba 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 da, and they light up. Oh, I know that. And it's like, yeah, you do know that.
For Payne, Omaha's artistic growth represents more than institutional expansion. It is about opening doors. He has worked with nearly every major arts organization in the city since returning in 2018, and he sees the transformation firsthand.
I think the growth has been absolutely outstanding. And to be quite honest, I am proof of that growth. I get to now teach and put my own students in, you know, to this culture as it continues to grow and into this community.
This year's performance will take place this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Holland Performing Arts Center. No tickets required, no expectations, just an invitation to experience something extraordinary. KBNO will record this show as we do each year, and it will air on December 21st and again on December 24th as part of our Sons of the Season programming. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.